This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne with Steve Inskeep. The Bush administration has rejected a call from North Korea for direct talks over that country's nuclear weapons program. A White House spokesman said today any discussions with Pyongyang should be part of the six-party talks involving North Korea's neighbors. This comes one day after North Korea claimed it possesses nuclear weapons and said it will not return to the negotiating table for six-nation talks aimed at getting rid of those weapons. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
This time the North Koreans left no room for ambiguity. In a statement from the foreign ministry in Pyongyang, which they translated themselves into English, they stated plainly, quote, "We have manufactured nukes for self-defense to cope with the Bush administration's ever more undisguised policy to isolate and stifle us." Since the early 90s, North Korea has had enough plutonium to fashion two nuclear weapons, but in the past 2 years, since it withdrew from an agreement freezing its nuclear weapons program, North Korea has reprocessed enough plutonium to make six more weapons, leading many experts to conclude the North Korean nuclear stockpile is growing. Speaking yesterday in France, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld remained a skeptic.
One has to be concerned about it from a proliferation standpoint, if you believe them, that they have weapons. I do not know of certain knowledge that they do.
North Korea was expected to announce any day that it would return to the negotiating table to discuss with the U.S., China, Japan, Russia, and South Korea what it would take to give up its nuclear weapons. Last month, two U.S. congressional delegations to Pyongyang came away optimistic about that prospect, and recently North Korea released a statement that it was willing to seek a better relationship with the United States if the Bush administration stopped slandering it. But in yesterday's statement, the North Koreans pointed to President Bush's inaugural speech, in which he appealed for a campaign against tyranny worldwide, and to Secretary of State Rice's confirmation hearing, in which she labeled North Korea an outpost of tyranny. Traveling in Europe, Rice suggested it was a highly selective reading of recent administration statements.
The North Koreans have been told by the President of the United States himself that the United States has no intention to attack or invade North Korea. The North Koreans have been told that they can have security assurances on a multilateral basis. Those security assurances would, of course, include the United States.
The North Korean statement yesterday suggested they were looking for a clear sign in President Bush's State of the Union address that the administration is willing to accept the existence of the North Korean government. Hearing none, says Jack Pritchard, a former special U.S. envoy to North Korea, they concluded the policy of the U.S. is to change the regime.
It wasn't good enough that the North Koreans simply heard nothing from the State of the Union. They were looking for some positive signal to make up for what they were afraid was going to be a harder line approach.
North Korea may have also felt increasingly boxed in by the U.S., especially by recent evidence the U.S. has uncovered that North Korea secretly provided nuclear materials to Libya. News of that broke last week as a senior White House official was briefing Japan, South Korea, and China about it. Administration officials say it's hard evidence of a secret uranium enrichment program in North Korea. Mike Schuster, NPR News.